The biggest thing for me is to be able to communicate on their level, be able to talk and interact with one another. So we came up with a fun way, hopefully, we came up with a fun way that we could kind of see, just get a little glimpse into how each generation thinks, all right? So we've got, if you are younger, you three stand up, you and Jasmine. So this is our younger generation. Someone step out of the way. And they are representing millennials, Gen Zs, probably a little bit of the Gen X in there. Maybe not. I tried to get a little range here, so y'all have a seat. And then we're calling our older generation in honor of Pastor Darlene, who runs our program here called Just Older Youth. We are calling them the Joy Generation. Where is she? Joy Generation, all right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask some questions, and we're going to ask them to write their answer. Anybody ever seen the old show? Now we're going to start talking generations. The Newlywed Game? Clap if you've seen The Newlywed Game. All right, awesome. So how that works is you have two people. They're trying to determine what the other person would answer. They ask them a question, and they both guess. And they try to get the same answer, right? We are not necessarily trying to get the same answer, but we are going to guess what the other generation might would say. Y'all with me on that? So we'll do a couple of sample of questions to get us going. So here's our first question. Have you ever used a rotary dial phone? Yes or no? And we're going to have them all at the same time put their answer up. Kia here. In that little crate in my office mirror are some little mini erasers. Rebecca, you got them? Okay. You got them. Has everybody got your answer? Repeat the question. Oh, we have a question. There's a microphone right next to you that you can grab. Right now, you're just, if it's a yes or no question, you just answer yes or no for yourself. I will specify if you're answering for another generation. Everybody ready? All right. Have you ever used a rotary dial phone? Let's see your boards. Turn them around. All right. Any of the young people that have used, are y'all all know? All right. Y'all know what it is, the younger generation? Okay, just checking. They're like, of course we do. All right. Your own answers right now. I'll tell you when it applies to a specific generation. I'll hook you up. All right, how about do you have a home phone? And this could be in the home you live. Do you have a home phone? A home phone would be one that plugs into the wall. They're all looking at me like, I have a home phone. A landline. Do you have a landline? These are just test questions. Can all y'all see over here? All right. All right, show your boards. Oh, yes. Yes, Jasmine's still writing. No. All right, awesome. As we're going through, if you need to clarify, there are microphones next to you. So there's four. So if there's something you need to clarify. All right, let's try another one, a little bit different. How often are you on social media? Oh, this will start defining, right? How often are you on social media? Some are thinking about it. Some are thinking, what is social media? All right, ready? All right, flip your boards. How often are you on social media? All day. Let me read some of these. 2+ hours a day. A couple of times a day. Too much. Every day, one times a day, maybe, a lot, once a week. All right. So does that show you the difference? All right, here's a good one. When you need a phone number, how do you get it? When you need to get someone's phone number, how do you get their phone number? Y'all are chuckling, right? I promise you, while we were doing this, I had a couple of younger generation help me, and I said, you know, you think they'll be able to get this? I don't know. Let me Google that real quick. And I was like, really? How do you get someone's phone number when you want to call them? Okay. All right. Ready? All right. Let's flip it. Ask them. I'm going to have to read. Ask them. Look in the phone book. Do they still make phone books?
live in a rural community. We still have phone books.
Wow. I don't know what to say about that. All right. You look on your smartphone, ask mom. Ask them. DM on social media. We're going to get to that one. All right. Here's the next one. Y'all are doing so good. Do you know what it means to slide into DMs? You can take a guess if you would like. That might be fun if you want to guess. Slide into DMs. No. Yeah, just turn them. No, yes, yes, no, no. I have no idea. All the young people want to tell us what slide into DMs means? You go into your direct messages to talk to someone because you don't want to talk in a public social media space. You learn something new, right? All right. Do you know what swipe right, swipe left means? Do you know what swipe right or swipe left means? You can play along right there where you are. Get you a little piece of paper, write down your answers, and flip them with us. It'll be super fun. Yes, no, yes, 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 yes. You know what it means? I was going to ask you, I was just like, you're going to have to tell me what it means.
I really don't know, I'm lying. But I just felt like I needed to know something.
You know I was going to call you out on that one. She's like a mom to me. I've known her forever. I had to call her out. Swipe left, swipe right. What's it mean, Jasmine? Right is yes, left is no. It's super simple. Y'all don't know that? Swipe right, swipe left. We stayed away from all the other ones. All right, here we go. This is to a specific, you're answering for a specific generation. What is the younger generation's preferred form of communication? So you're answering for yourself if you're younger and for younger if you're Joy. What is the younger generation's preferred form of communication? It's quiet in here. FaceTime, text, phone, Instagram, iPhone, texting and emojis, texting. And then as we get a little bit older it's text, maybe call. So if you want your child to clean the bedroom and you're saying, hey, clean your bedroom, you're doing it all wrong. You got to text it to them. Text them and say, please clean your bedroom. So I hope there's some oh me, oh my, as we start going through this, because we're going to get a little raw today. Is that okay? Because if we don't ever address the situation of the younger and the older generation, then we just sit around and wish the other would change. Oh, Gina, Pastor Angel's right next to you. Come on here. You got to come grab a mic real quick.
If you text, it's okay. I'm coming in 5 minutes. I'm getting a cup of coffee. I'm going to my car. But don't do anything important by text. Not younger generation. You know why? Because no one can see your heart in a text message. If it's something, no one knows your intonations and your voice of what you're saying on a text message. Do not do anything important by text.
Do you agree with that, younger generation? Would you disagree in front of everybody? Do you do important things by text, younger generation?
It depends on what it is, because she's exactly right. But if it's like, you can't just do everything over text, sometimes you need to like have a face-to-face conversation or phone call. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Let's go to the next question. What is the Joy Generation's preferred form of communication? And you can't say telegraph. I mean, unless it is your preferred form of communication. And you can lift them up when you're done. Person to person, coffee, phone call or letters maybe, phone call in person, sending cards in the mail face to face, talking in person, person to person. You see, we have a problem here because the younger generation wants to text it, the older generation wants to talk in person. So we're going to have to figure out and ask the Holy Spirit how to fix that, right? How to help us with that. All right, let's see. What is something, this is for the younger generation. What is something the younger generation doesn't understand about the older generation? And we're going to give you just a little bit longer to do this one. What is something that you wish that the younger generation, or that the younger generation doesn't understand about the older generation? So younger generation, you put... Uh-oh, your pen has run out. A pen is coming. A pen is coming from the bucket. What is something the younger generation doesn't understand about the older generation? I see we made a switch on my person here, Tori. Ask yourself, what is something you don't understand? All right, you can start turning them if you have them. Some are still a blank slate. What's interesting is the younger generation doesn't know, except for two of them, they don't know what they don't understand about the older generation, right? Maybe they just don't understand the older generation. She doesn't understand them getting up early. My goodness. You early people. We really like to talk with the younger ones. All right? Quality time. They don't understand. Y'all can keep writing if you come up with something, if it just comes to you. What did you say? Value of time together. Freedom and the cost. Compassion. And she's writing something good. I feel it. We're going to wait for the Holy Spirit to finish over here. It's happening. Showing respect for the older generation. Oh, would you like to jump in, or you have something to say?
I was going to have to sit on Audrey's lap if I came up there, and she'd get squashed. So my comment on this is God has given the older people a lifetime of wisdom and experience. And I think so many times the young people, everybody's so busy, and they don't take time to glean from that. So that's my answer.
Would you just stay nearby? Awesome. Anybody else want to share anything on that? Y'all got mics up there. I know all y'all are so eager to talk right now. All right. If something comes to you, you're welcome to share. All right. Let's switch it. What is something that the Joy generation doesn't understand about the younger generation? What is something that the Joy generation doesn't understand about the younger generation? Did you say write it, Jasmine? Hey, you got to be honest. Can we be honest? Of course we can. Can't fix what's not true. The whole point is to get us talking to each other. Get us communicating and get us discussing. While they're writing, I sat with a group of young people a couple of holidays ago. I think it was like a Mother's Day or something. We were all out, and I just started asking them, do you like church? Do you like this? Do you like that? You'd be surprised. If you just ask them, they actually have opinions, and they actually are not always said with an attitude. They have lots of good things to say. In fact, some of the stuff that we've done and changed in church is from us having conversations with Jasmine and different people like that. Oh, I have a potential spam. Let me end that. Anybody get potential spam? All right, y'all ready? Okay, the question is, what does the older generation not understand about the younger? Let's read some of these. How many qualities we share. So I need y'all to process that. All right? Commitment. Who's ready? You ready, Rhonda? Not yet. Some things that they face and struggle of today. Like the older generation doesn't understand what they go through. Telling all on social media. The older generation doesn't understand. I don't understand that in general. But why they call me on their phone so much. Why they are on their phone so much. How many agree with that? You don't understand why I'm on the phone so much. All right? Why we stay so busy? Raise your hands if you agree. You don't understand older generations. That's awesome. They said that you don't understand their clothing. We don't understand their clothing. We don't. And she said clothing, music, and choices that the older generation doesn't understand about the younger generation. Oh, yeah. I love Haley. She got something to say. Grab that mic right next to you. Come on, Haley. Say something.
Check, check. Okay. So I teach high school. So even though, like, I'm one of the younger ones up here, I have a younger generation in my classroom, and I don't understand some of this stuff from them. So it's, like, from a level of, like, being older, way older, down to us, and then me even looking at them, it's the same thing. So that's all I would add to that.
That's awesome. We try to get a little bit of a range, right? You know there's a whole war between millennials and Gen Zers right now. It's very interesting. All right, how about this one? We're going to start getting... Oh, wait, come on.
Speak some truth, girl. There's one thing that I don't understand about this generation. Why do you have to bring back mom's jeans?
I don't understand why you buy jeans that have rips and tears all in them, right? We pay $75 for torn up jeans that you could get at Goodwill for about two. I just don't get that. That's awesome. All right, how about this? Now, we're not, let me do a disqualifier or a qualifier here. We're not talking about any specific church when I say church coming up, though you could. Do you like going to church? And I need a good answer. No, you can say yes or no. I'll let you do yes or no for now. Now, remember, I'm not saying this church. Do you like the concept of the American church right now? Do you like going to church? All right, turn them around. Yes, yes, yes. 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 I live there. Yes, you do. Of course, community, family. Good. So there's a concept that the younger generation doesn't like church. The thing is they don't like the way we do church. It's not that they don't like church. Am I right, younger generation? They love church. They just don't like how we do it. They don't like that things are really long. Can I get an amen? Or they're not contemporary. They're not in a cool style. Cool's not even a good word anymore. I don't know what you would say. Swipe right style. I don't know. All right. Give two frustrations about church. Two frustrations about church. Older and younger, give two frustrations. We'll give everybody a chance to think. You write those down too while you're sitting there. What are two frustrations? I'm not going to leave it here. All the pastors' wives in the room are just Jesus help us, right? You could probably list them all for everyone, right? Two frustrations about church. Unless we know what they're frustrated about, can we not be able to fix? We're not able to fix what needs to be fixed. Because they just told us they love church. So then let's find out why they're not coming to church. Because this younger generation is leaving the church in droves. We understand that, right? If you haven't read any of the Barna surveys, you should educate yourself. Oh, yes, we have a question. You have a comment or a question? Oh, need a pen. Thank you, Becca. Becca came all the way from Oklahoma to help us put pens on the stage. Who trained her? She's carrying her cross. This is Cammie's assistant, if y'all haven't met her yet. She's awesome. Anybody ready? Two frustrations about church. Okay, not feeling welcome and hypocrites. When people leave and when people stir up drama, spoken by a true PK, right? We need some no drama llamas in this place. People wear a mask. Is that like a literal mask or like they're fake? Yeah. People wear, so she said people wear a mask. I mean, and I'm like a real mask because, you know, she's no a facade. It's cold and cold as I'm sweating up here. The sermon is too long sometimes. Not here. But how many, like at other churches, sometimes the sermon has been too long? Raise your hand. at other churches. Oh, okay. Social groups and not fitting in. How many sometimes feel like you don't fit in anywhere? Raise your hand. I'm making y'all participate. I have to get up early. We have a running theme with Sienna early in the morning. I feel you, girl. And judgment. Time consciousness, not allowing the Holy Spirit to flow. Audrey, she just tell it right where it is, right? When things feel forced. Anybody ever been in church where it feels forced? We're just working and working and working to try and find God. And not enough young people. And again, we said that we like the young people like church, so why are they not coming? That's the question to ask ourselves. They love church, why are they not coming? They don't like change. Old traditions? Oh, they said they like change, but the older generation doesn't. It's just going to get hot up in here, right? All right, we're going to have conversations amongst each other. Hang in there. What are two things that motivate you to come to church? Let's change it to the positive. What are two things that motivate you to come to church? They're having a little Holy Ghost move over there in the side. That's what we call it. You should write that down. What motivates you to come to church? All right, my youngster here that was vocal. What motivates you to come to church while they're writing? Say that real loud.
Finding community.
What else? Anything off the top of your head? Putting you on the spot? This is your child, right? Yeah. I thought you were. You've just grown up on me, so.
And people to hold me accountable. So if they see me doing something wrong, they're going to be like, hey, Blakely, what's going on with you? And not just allowing me to walk in my sin.
How many of the young generation like to be held accountable? Raise your hand. Oh, you got to raise a little bit higher than that. Oh, y'all are like, does that mean we're going to be held accountable? All right. Two things that motivate us to come to church. Freedom and worship, community and friends. Come on up, Jess, if you need to. Freedom of worship, community and friends, my people and worship, Holy Spirit, seeing my church family. I love the Lord and I hear truth and fellowship, refreshing and love of God, worship, fellowship, praise and worship, Jesus and loving people, worshiping the Holy Spirit's presence, family relationship, worship, sense of family. How many, might be dangerous. How many of you love coming to church for worship? Oh, you won't come on. Let me see what you got on your board. Come here, Soph. How many love coming to church for worship? All right. Jupe Kids. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. So community and worship. So if we don't have both those things in our church, we're in trouble. Because that was a... Notice the things that all generations like. What can we agree on? Amen? All right. This will be kind of fun. This is for the younger generation. Do you think the younger generation is entitled? Do I need to define entitled, or do y'all know? It's a pretty common word. Do you think the younger generation is entitled? No, just entitled in general. This is our $1,000 camera we got right here coming across the front, panoramic. Can we have a shout out to our camera crew that does an amazing job? All you people watching online, got a camera crew? Entitled. Before I have them return their answers over, how many out here think the younger generation is entitled? Raise your hand. Put your hands up. Because some of y'all are like, come on, go bold or go home. Go big or go home. How many think the younger generation? Oh, some got two and three arms that they're entitled, right? This section right here is a little rowdy over here. I don't know. We're gonna need some security over there, Pastor Tim. How many think the younger generation is not entitled? Raise your hand. I'm gonna let. Was it you? Yeah. Depends on the person. Yes, but we have to take responsibility for it. If somebody's got something to say, come on up, grab a mic. It's open mic. Yes, sometimes. Depends on where they are at spiritually. She's still got the Holy Ghost. We're talking. Partly, expectations are different. Some, no, but they think they are. No, but we act like we are. And yes, Revelation's still coming. No, they have to work like we do. Come on. Yeah, you got to have the mic. Come on. These are our leaders that I need them to come up and talk.
I just want to add that some are entitled, yes, but also we, preceding them, are responsible for it. Right? We allowed it. We created the entitlement.
Okay. How many of the young generation want to say amen to what Maria just said? Any of the younger generation, get a witness to that. Woo! Woo! Getting fun up in here. When she gets on to her son, he's what, two? How old's Laz? Four, I was close. He's four. When she gets on to him, like, don't do that, he's like, suit yourself. He is so funny. All right, do you think, this is for the Joy Generation, do you think the Joy Generation is too rigid? Do you think that the Joy Generation is too rigid? What did you say? Some? No. No, I'm not rigid. Yeah, can be, yes, sometimes, maybe. No. How many think your parents are too rigid? I'm just kidding. You'll get in trouble. Don't answer that. My daughter would say yes. I don't know. Not really. Sometimes, especially on things we are passionate about. Oh, here comes someone. That's what I'm talking about.
We're not rigid. We're stiff. We are stiff. It hurts to move. It's not rigid.
I think we called it stove up. We are stove up. We are stove up. Y'all can sit right here on the little step. I'll let you show your answers. Did you sit here, Leia? No. Her dad made her say that. No. So you understand that perception is a very important thing if we're not communicating. We should never, I'll preach just a little bit, we should never respond to a social media post with a social media post. Unless it's God, unless it's like someone told me that, God did a miracle in my life, you could say, praise God, that's awesome. But all that stuff happening on social media, and I will tell you, this younger generation will tell you that's how they work things out on social media. Some of them. It's totally different. All right, how about, do you think the younger generation is ungrateful? This is for the younger generation. Somebody's like, yes. Do you think the younger generation is ungrateful? And you can't say some. I want you to say yes or no. I'm taking your some away. Sophie, you ready? All right, turn it around. Is that a no? No, they're not ungrateful. Oh, had a little voice coming from the side over there. She needs a some. All right, go ahead and turn them around. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, 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 no, untaught. You got to have a gift of mercy, that you got to be a mercy person. If we could just teach them, they won't be so bad. That's awesome. All right, so they don't think they're ungrateful, but we do. But going back to what Maria so eloquently said, we have to teach them what ungrateful looks like. And it can't be that we just let them go in the room and be on the phone or be on other things. About gave away one of my questions. All right. Let's go to the next one. It's for the joy generation. Do you think the joy generation is critical? They criticize a lot. They're all like, we don't criticize. Yeah, ooh, they didn't even hesitate on that. Yes, yes. Is that a yes or a no? It's a yes. Oh, even the 9-year-old says yes on that one. Yes, yes. Oh, we all agree. I'm told I am. So if we all know we're critical, older generation, shame on us. If we know we're critical, why are we not fixing that? Sorry, I just got a little excited for a minute. Pastor Angela's spirit from last night got on me. It just is up here. All right. Do you like the label society has put on your generation? I got y'all fired up now. No, no. Do you like the label society has put on your generation? Is that a no? Okay. No. No, no, no. Wow. Millennial, Gen Zers, baby boomers. You know they call us boomers, right? Well, not me, the generation before me. So nobody likes the labels. Interesting, right? All right. This is going to be our last question here, and then we're going to shift a little bit. What one practical thing would better connect the generations? What one practical thing would better connect the generations? Ask yourself, talk to yourself. Worship. Good answer from the children. But one practical thing would bring the generations together. Out of the mouth of children. Spending time together. Face-to-face conversations. More time together. Titus Women Mentoring. Talking with one another. Respect for each other. Talking to each other. Listening. Communication. Talking to each other. Communication. Listening to their story. I'm so glad all of y'all answered that way. Because guess what we're going to do? We're going to get together and we're going to pray for each other as generations. First, though, I'm going to ask if Miss Cammie would come and Pastor Angela, Pastor Darlene. I'm going to have you guys, Pastor Angela, if you can come too. I'm going to have you guys get with your mom and your daughter. If you'll get with Ange and Jasmine, and I guess Sophie's here too. Any of our leaders that you have, your kids are here. If you jump up here and get with your kids, if you don't mind, or bring your kids up. Any of our leaders that are here? Anybody, maybe Angie, you get with your two girls, Angie Barm, wherever you are. You're on, ready up. Good girl. Now, some of you, your kids aren't here, or some of you, you're like me. You're single. Both my parents are gone. So I need you to here in just a minute. We're going to talk for just 1 second. You don't have to all come up. You're okay. This is good for here for now. I just got the panel people. Yeah, come on, Anna. We're going to do this out here in just a second. But I just want to tell you, and I'll get emotional. I'm going to tell you why this is important to me. Because if you look at Pastor Darlene here, when I was 12 years old, and a lot of you all have heard this story, I became a Christian under her and her husband at 12 in Tulsa, right? Moved to Texas for a little bit. And then I moved to Arkansas. And Dina became a really good friend of mine because they would come to Arkansas and see some other friends. And then as time passed on, God moved me here. And Angela and I grew up together. She was always Lynn's kid sister because Pastor Lynn and I were friends. But then, now this generation is important to me. And Cammie and I have become close. It's important to me. And then at Jasmine's wedding, and Sienna was here several years ago, and we had a connection. And you understand that every generation of those two families have been very important in my life. So if I were only going to listen to one generation, then I wouldn't be everything I'm supposed to be. And it's the same thing with the generations that are sitting here. If the moms think they have all the answers, or the kids think they have all the answers, or if we never communicate, then we lose so many things that God has for us. And something I love about Pastor Pam, she's never going to let somebody be without a mama. And so we got to have mamas in the church that say, you know what, I don't have kids, but there's some kids in here that don't have mamas. And then we got to have some kids that go up to people and say, you're going to be my mama because I don't have a mama right now. I drove myself to church. I got rides to, she'll tell you, I got rides back and forth to church. I called people. I blew their rotary dial phones up. They were just home phones. And got rides back and forth to church. My parents didn't go to church. They were good Christians. They just didn't go to church. And got rides back and forth. You know, so it's not just on the moms to find daughters. Sometimes it's on the daughters to find moms. And to get yourself up under someone. The number one thing I hear from the younger generation is, y'all don't believe in us. Sometimes I hear, get out of our way. Because we're listening and we have it. So I think the Holy Spirit today could do something really special. And we could have a moment here. And so I'm going to let these guys get together with their families. I'm going to let you guys find someone if you don't have someone here. And I want us to take a minute. I want us to pray. Can we do that? I want us to take a minute. So I want to look each other in the eye and say, I love you. And I believe in you. I'm for you. I don't have any children, but I have thousands of children. If I went on Facebook right now and said, hey, everybody report in, it'd blow up. I don't say that to be arrogant. I said that I'm not going to sit at home and be like, oh, I don't have any kids, I don't have any of that. No, I'm going to work. I'm going to work and reach people that need somebody to love them and mentor them. Amen? So I don't know, who's is that you, Craig? Can you throw something on? And what I want us to do is I want you to get together in some groups here. I'm going to have these guys get together. Y'all welcome to come down here if you don't want to appear. Anything you want to add, Pastor Angela, before I go? I'm going to, I want us together and I want us to pray for the generations. Yeah, come on.
I truly believe this coming up generation is going to be the generation that expels fatherlessness. We have this whole culture of fatherlessness and motherlessness, and these kids are going through abandonment issues. This true fear of abandonment, of this person left me and this person left me, and well, this person's going to leave me. If we really want to see them change, do away with fatherlessness and motherlessness, we have to step out and be a mother. We have to be willing to put ourselves out there and say, hey, can I mother you? Can you come and ride my wave? I'm here. Can you ride the wave with me? Because if you'll grab somebody and let them ride the wave with you, your wave actually never ends. It's when we leave people off to the side and we say, I just want to ride this wave myself, and I actually just want all the glory for myself, that our wave actually just ends and we end up on the shore. But if we'll grab people around us and pull them on the wave with us, our wave actually never ends.
That's awesome. Somebody who works with youth. And just before we pray, first of all, thank you all for letting me put you on the spot and having some fun with us. Hopefully we learn some things in a different way. But here's the challenge I want to make as we come together and as we pray, is that you don't come in and say, I need to change you. We don't need to come in with the mindset of I've got to change you. We've got to come in with the mindset of I love you. And the way God made you is perfect. And we're going to find out what we agree on. And we're not going to worry about what we don't agree on, unless it's not biblical. We're not going to worry about what we don't agree on, but we're going to come together. Amen? Amen. So I'm asking y'all to stand up, because y'all are going to have to move around. You're going to have to find some people. And we're going to put some worship music on. And maybe it's sisters, but I need you to get together groups 2, 3, 4. And we're just going to pray for a minute. Maybe you have somebody, look around and make sure everybody's got somebody to pray with. We're just going to ask the Holy Spirit. We're going to hear. going to ask the Holy Spirit to do a work. Ask Him to heal some relationships. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Can you do a work? Holy Spirit, can you just do a work in this place? If there's anybody that doesn't have a group, let me see you. Don't just say a prayer. We got to break this thing that's breaking up generations. We got to break this thing where a whole family's sitting around a table looking on the phone, nobody's talking to anybody.